Blackstone Audio presents Next Door by Tobias Wolff. This book is read by Anthony Heald.
I wake up afraid. My wife is sitting on the edge of my bed shaking me. "They're at it again," she says. I go to the window. All their lights are on, upstairs and down, as if they have money to burn. He yells. She screams something back. The dog barks. There is a short silence, then the baby cries, poor thing. "Better not stand there," says my wife. "They might see you." I say, "I'm going to call the police," knowing she won't let me. "Don't," she says. She's afraid they'll poison our cat if we complain. Next door, the man is still yelling, but I can't make out what he's saying over the dog and the baby. The woman laughs, not really meaning it. "Ha, ha, ha," then suddenly gives a sharp little cry. Everything goes quiet. "He struck her," my wife says. "I felt it just the same as if he struck me." Next door, the baby gives a long wail, and the dog starts up again. The man walks out into his driveway and slams the door. "Be careful," my wife says. She gets back into her bed and pulls the covers up to her neck. The man mumbles to himself and jerks at his fly. Finally, he gets it open and walks over to our fence. It's a white picket fence, ornamental more than anything else. It couldn't keep anyone out. I put it in myself and planted honeysuckle and bougainvillea all along it. My wife says, "What's he doing?" "Shh," I say. He leans against the fence with one hand, and with the other he goes to the bathroom on the flowers. He walks the length of the fence like that, not missing any of them. When he's through, he gives Florida a shake, then zips up and heads back across the driveway. He almost slips on the gravel, but he catches himself and curses and goes into the house, slamming the door again. When I turn